The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become the children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me, who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Christmas vacations often afford an opportunity for fascinating conversations with our family and our friends. I enjoyed one such discussion with my brother's family that started with the West Point Military Academy and ended in purgatory. My nephew Isaac, who is at West Point, described how the cadets there called the months after Christmas at West Point the gray period. The gray period. He said sadly, "Everything is gray. The sky is gray. The river is gray. The snow is gray. The buildings are gray. Even our uniforms are gray." It is a gloomy and depressing period for most West Pointers. But my nephew Isaac was looking forward to going back because he would get to experience skiing for several weeks as part of his training. He was trying to find a silver lining in all the gray clouds. The gray period at West Point reminded me of how C.S. Lewis described purgatory in his classic book, The Great Divorce. He characterized purgatory as a gray town. In the gray town, it is never as dark as midnight or as bright as midday, but the light is always gray, like at dusk or at dawn. The people are gloomy and depressed and argumentative, probably like some West Pointers in January. But the gray town also gives people an opportunity to take a bus to heaven and embrace God's will rather than their own will. God's will is the ticket out of the gray town, but it is a very expensive ticket. Lewis explains in chapter 9, "There are only two kinds of people in the end. Those who say to God, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says, 'Thy will be done.'" As we learn in the rest of the book, most people cannot say to God, "Thy will be done," and they choose to keep on doing their own will, which only prolongs purgatory. The common thread between the gray period at West Point and the gray town of purgatory is the choice to do someone else's will or your own will. You find the silver lining in all the gray when you embrace and even enjoy another's will for you. St. John is also describing a twofold stage of development and growth in the Christian journey, our own gray period. He writes, "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope based on Him makes himself pure as He is pure." That is, thanks to the grace of baptism, we have become the adopted children of God. But that is not the end of the road. Through the other sacraments, confession, communion, confirmation, marriage, holy orders, and anointing of the sick, we are slowly purified to become like God Himself. And what is the proof of being God-like? Simple. Doing His will rather than our own. St. John suggests that the whole world is like the gray period or the gray town, where life is good but can also be gloomy. And John offers us the silver lining of embracing and even enjoying God's will in order not to prolong this earthly purgatory. Every step we take in our earthly journey, we are turning into one of two kinds of people. Either those who say to God, "Thy will be done," or those to whom God says, "Thy will be done." Folks, I believe the point where the gray period becomes most intense in our own life is when we encounter suffering, any setback or of any sort. We may experience a great divorce in our own marriage and shattered family life. How many Catholics tragically stop going to church after they get a divorce? But if they accept the agony of an annulment, they start to say to God, "Thy will be done." I think of many parishioners who live daily with chronic pain. When they continue to live cheerfully with little complaining, they're saying to God, "Thy will be done." When we grow older and our hair gets grayer, ourselves, we face limitations, loss of personal freedom and power. We begin to relinquish our driving. We move into assisted living. We walk with canes or walkers. When we accept this aging process with a smile, we say to God, "Thy will be done." All these agonies make earthly life like purgatory, the gray period where we choose to do our will or God's. I'm praying for my nephew Isaac as he returns to the gloom and the gray of West Point, that he keep his eye on that silver lining. I'm praying for all of us too, especially when life feels like the gray town of purgatory. May we pray fervently every day, the Our Father, and say, "Thy will be done," so that one day God does not say to us, "Thy will be done." Praised be Jesus Christ.